Santa Rosa. Three people in total, including two Sonoma County Sheriff's deputies, needed to be rescued from fast-moving water on the Russian River Sunday afternoon. The first report was of a woman in the water clinging to some bushes. Two deputies went in after her. The swift water rescue team arrived with a boat and was able to remove the woman, then headed back down to get the deputies who were not able to exit the water on their own. The woman was taken to the hospital with unspecified injuries. No details on why she was in the water in the first place. The Healdsburg City Council has made the decision on the location of the new Smart Train station. The Hudson Street location, a former train depot, was selected. Currently, Smart has about 65% of the $160 million needed to extend the train service north to Healdsburg. Two vehicles crashed at the busy intersection of Brush Creek Road and Montecito Boulevard in Santa Rosa on Saturday, flipping one of the cars over onto its roof. Fortunately, no one was injured in the crash, but it did snarl traffic in the area for quite some time. In fact, it looked a lot more serious than it actually was. What appeared to be a house fire turned into a murder investigation in Mendocino County. On February 20th, crews responded to the home of 75-year-old Linda Mercurio in Little River when it caught on fire. While they were on the scene, along with Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies, her son, Fletcher Pinkham, emerged from a wooded area stating he needed medical attention. A search of that area uncovered guns, ammunition, and clothing. Inside of the home, once the flames were put out, they found the body of Mercurio, who appeared to have been shot. It was determined Pinkham shot his mother, then lit the home on fire to try and cover it up. Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley says it's not the end of our story, despite Donald Trump's easy primary victory in South Carolina. Defying calls from Southern Carolina Republicans to exit the race, Haley held a rally Sunday evening in Michigan, which holds its primary on Tuesday. Trump has now swept every contest on the GOP's early season calendar that awards delegates. It is now 7:33 at KZSD. Time for another check of Sonoma County traffic with CHP officer Shane Young. Hello again, Shane. How are those roadways?
Good morning, Brent. You can expect traffic to slow down on US 101 southbound as you enter Marin County. Right now, we still have no accidents to report. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Shane Young on KZST.
If you live in the city of Santa Rosa and have children 5 and under, we have some great news from First 5 Sonoma County. First 5 Futures is a program that provides a free college savings account of up to $700 to eligible children age 0 to 5. It's never too early to start saving for your children's college education, and First 5 Sonoma County makes it easy. First 5 will make an initial deposit of $500 for every eligible child. Families participating in the program have the opportunity to receive an additional $200 in incentives for completing activities that support your child's well-being. Apply today at first5sonomacounty.org and start saving for your children's college education now. First 5 Futures, making young children's futures brighter, one account at a time. Enroll for this free college savings program today. Visit first5sonomacounty.org. For kids, for families, for Sonoma County. Talk, read, sing. It changes everything.
Having a heater problem is bad. Getting someone to look at it can be worse. Not at Same Day Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, the North Bay's fastest growing home services company. It's fixed on the same day or you don't pay. Start with our introductory $29 heater tune-up. That's 75% off. Just $29. If you're tired of waiting to hear back from a plumber or furnace company, hit up samedaynorthbay.com today. Always free estimates and second opinions. Samedaynorthbay.com. That's samedaynorthbay.com.
Check out the world of Avatar, The Last Airbender, now streaming on Netflix. In sports, congratulations to wrestlers Logan Bruce and Noel Alexander, both from Maria Carrillo High School, as they both finished in the top 8 of the state wrestling championship over the weekend. And don't forget the Warriors are at the Washington Wizards tomorrow afternoon. Your forecast, mainly cloudy for today, and we might get a little drizzle. Not expecting much if we do get anything. Highs today mild, low 60s. Tonight turning mainly clear and cold overnight with low 30s. There will be some patchy frost out there early tomorrow morning. Otherwise, tomorrow afternoon, mostly sunny with low to mid 60s. And finally this half hour, some good news for you. The SAG Awards took place Saturday night. Elizabeth Debicki of The Crown accepted her award without shoes.
I didn't do the kind of check what you should do before, if you think you have to get up. So my shoes weren't really on my feet. So then I had to kick them off.
Of course, she's 6'3" tall, so most folks probably did not notice. Oppenheimer won the award for Outstanding Cast, with Cillian Murphy and Robert Downey Jr. getting individual acting awards for the movie. Lily Gladstone won Best Actress for Killers of the Flower Moon. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZSD Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Debbie and Brent in the morning on KZST.
County's KZST. It is 740, 49 degrees in Santa Rosa. I'm Debbie Abrams, Brent Allen in this studio. Good morning.
Morning to you. Happy Monday.
Yay. Well, you know who made it a really good day?
Oh, yeah.
Someone's having a really good Monday. The winner of the Madonna tickets, Luis Herrera. He's psyched, and bunch of other KZST listeners not so happy this morning. The phones are still ringing.
He nailed it.
He did. Yeah. He did. He knew every Madonna song we played last week for the Madonna Song of the Day. Congratulations to Luis. And now our hot topic. I'm already irritated because I know what you're doing. So as usual, if you want to chime in on Hot Topic, you have a comment, give us a call in the studio, 707-284-1000. Brent, what you got?
All right. Just for you this morning. This is one of those, I'm going to read it to you and you're going to go, what? Really? Seriously? What are we doing, people? Barefoot walking is the latest trend that people are doing, and they're taking it to an extreme. Not just going barefoot, but what they're doing is parts of the population are actually cutting the soles out of their shoes.
Come on!
So they can abide by no shirt, no shoes, no service rules. It's one couple in particular. So they're on TikTok, they're all over the place, and they've decided to take it a step further. No pun intended there. What they're doing, they're cutting the bottoms out of their shoes so they put their feet in so it looks like they're wearing shoes. They say it's freeing, it's detoxifying. They've got 56 million views on TikTok by slicing at the bottom of their shoes. And they're calling it earthing or grounding. And they say it helps connect them with nature, relieves stress, and it makes them feel better.
Oh, my God. Okay, now it is. I saw it on USA Today. It's trending everywhere. Barefoot walking.
Yep.
I mean, okay, what's your opinion?
Well, the doctors don't agree. So the real doctors say not so fast. They're worried about germs. Shocking. They're worried about cutting their feet, walking through snow or puddles. Hopefully they'd be smart enough if there's snow on the ground. Oh, perhaps I should wear the shoes that actually have real soles on them.
You think?
Yeah.
The doctors are saying no.
No, I know. Actress Sharon Tate was renowned for not wearing shoes. She hardly ever wore shoes. They should get away with it. For me, I think shoes were created for a reason, to cover and protect our feet.
I'm a
shoe kind of guy. I have lots of shoes. I enjoy wearing shoes, and I think they're around for a purpose.
So wait, didn't an actress just accept her SAG award without shoes on?
Yeah. Elizabeth Debicki.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's so funny. It made
me
forgot
to put them on, or they weren't quite on all the way, so ran up there.
Yeah, where they were high heels. She didn't want to trip getting her award.
So for me, no. You know, I'll run around in my own house in the backyard, but if you're going out in public, if you're going shopping, and that's what these folks are doing to get around rules, if you got to have shoes on inside of the stores. So what do you think?
Well, you know, I mean, my opinion is this, and if you've been listening long enough, you know shoes are my thing. So I personally think this is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in my life, because I do love shoes. I want to turn my kitchen into a shoe closet. That's how much I love shoes. And of course, my realtor always says it's bad for resale value. Don't do that. But again, shoes are my life. Why would I want to destroy them, ruin them, cut out the bottoms of my shoes? So I want to take this moment and apologize to everyone out at the Nordstrom shoe department, Macy's shoes, even DSW. They are all cringing about now. Barefoot walking, I don't think so. If you want to get closer to nature, eat a granola bar.
Debbie Abrams in the morning on KZST. You either love her or you're wrong.
People dream high in the quiet of the night. You know that I caught it. Bad, bad boy, shiny toy with a price. You know that I bought it. Killing me slow, out the window. I'm always waiting for you to be waiting below. Devils roll the dice, angels roll their eyes. What doesn't kill me makes me want you more.
sideways at a wooden mat. He's the other kind of person who believes in making out once, love him and leave him fast. I guess I must be dumb. She had a pocket full of horses, children and some of them used. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it alright. You see, what have I got to lose? Of the jockeys that were there before me. Believe it or not, I started to worry. I wondered if I had enough class. But it was Saturday night.
Degrees at KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams. Welcome to your Monday.
Hi, I'm Dr. John Buzza. You know, I was the first to bring sedation dentistry to Sonoma County. What you may not know is that I'm one of the very few dentists that provide conscious IV sedation dentistry in the North Bay. What that means, before I start working on your teeth, I put you into a nice, comfortable slumber. There's no pain, but you can still give me feedback on how you're feeling. And when the procedure's over, you have no memory of what happened. You just took a long nap. It's a game changer for people who are fearful of dental care. Just imagine, miraculously, having the smile you've always wanted without the fear of dental pain. You won't feel a thing. If you or somebody you know would like to learn more about IV sedation dentistry, give my awesome team a call. They'll set up an appointment with me, and you can learn about what our patients are saying. You can find us and make an appointment at SantaRosaDentist.com. That's SantaRosaDentist.com.
Tired of unsafe schools and frustrated with failing standards? Mike Greer is too.
I'm Mike Greer, your candidate for State Assembly. I bring 20 years of experience as a special education teacher and school board trustee. I'm dedicated to ensuring safe and productive learning environments.
A vote for Mike Greer in State Assembly District 2 is a vote for our children's future.
MikeGreerAssembly2024.com.
This ad's paid for by Michael Greer for Assembly 2024.
This week at Raley's in Nob Hill, Something Extra members get an amazing digital-only deal on fresh green asparagus. It's just $1.47 a pound, limit 4 pounds when you clip your digital offer. Not a Something Extra member? Join for free at Raley's.com or download the Raley's app today.
KZST.
music dies, something in your eyes calls to mind a silver screen and all it said goodbye.
KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams on your Monday to 7:55. 49 degrees. And now a feature I call Sonoma County's The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. First off, the good, actor-comedian David Spade will be on stage at Santa Rosa's Luther Burbank Center for the Arts this week. It's his Catch Me Inside stand-up tour Friday night. He is a very funny guy. The Bad, a local clothing and accessory boutique, closed its doors over the weekend after 6 years in business. Bow and Arrow is done in downtown Cotati, but it's not all negative. The owner has plans to relocate to Petaluma. And the Ugly, the local kitten season, longer than it should be, worrying feline advocates. Officials say there are more unowned cats roaming around Sonoma County. They're seeing more pregnant cats and cats in heat earlier than normal. Spay and neuter is said to be the solution. Forgotten felines, urging your help with this issue. There you go. The good, the bad, and the ugly on KZST.
Beauty queen of only 18, she had some trouble with herself. She always belonged to someone else. I drove for miles and miles and wound up at your door. I've had you so many times, but somehow I want more. I don't mind spending every day out on your corner in the pouring rain. Look for that girl with the broken smile.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Monday, February 26th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 8 a.m. I'm Brent Helen. Cloudy skies for today. Maybe, just maybe, we could squeeze out a little sprinkle. More clouds than anything else. Currently, we're sitting at 49 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. It was a wild chase Saturday night when the CHP was in pursuit of a stolen Hyundai, seen running a red light on Todd Road in Santa Rosa. The car headed south to Cotati, where it exited Highway 101, crashing into a Honda Civic, injuring two people, before stopping at a 76 gas station. Two people exited the car